Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Thunderbolt and lightning.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I don't know!
Whatever it is.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Oh, no, I tell you why we feel good.
Why?
Jock Landale speaks to us from San Antonio.
Spur.
See, from his hotel in Texas.
Texas.
Well, so we're looking forward to that because we like Jock. In fact, we put him on the map.
We
came in here. He was just a Melbourne United go-around.
Down and out.
And within a year, he not only won a bronze medal at the Olympics, but he's also an NBA superstar.
Premiership player.
And he recognises that too.
I think he does.
No doubt about that, of course. Mm. And, of course, a joke later on and some other stuff that we throw in there to make it a magnificent show. The ratings today, of course, reflected just how good a show it is.
How'd they go, the ratings?
Oh, my God. It's just through the roof.
I know. Just I see the hole.
Spiralling upwards. Now, hello to you, Fat.
Oh, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you today. End of August, Jim, today.
Oh, no. I haven't got long left.
Well,
bins. The bins go out tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Jim.
Oh, no.
I've dressed up for you.
You have? Why have you dressed up?
I've been busy.
No, you haven't.
I've been doing skits and things.
Oh, my God.
Skits.
Bill, you haven't been busy for the whole time I've known you. That's 20 years.
I tell you what, today has been busy. Today I've got a number of things on, and then after this I've got a couple other things on.
Well, how can you have? Because you're not allowed to go anywhere or do anything.
Well, I've just got them on. Hello, Raps.
And the hotel Trace and I were staying in, they had this one channel, kickboxing, 24 hours a day.
How good, you
Castle. It is still as good a show as you've ever seen.
And you've got to watch it again, don't you? And just pick up those little things.
Yeah, but it's what you do.
This is going straight to the pool room.
Darl, it's what you've done with it. Yeah. Scooped it out of the punnet. Yeah.
What's this stuff on the rissoles? Called gravy, don't?
Oh, it's gold. Golden
gold,
show.
Gold. We might do that later. We'll have an update.
Not yet. That's it.
Not yet, Rabs, because I want to see how Arjaban's gone. Now, Toby Jaban. Green, Jim. Yes. Toby Green, guess what?
What?
Well, it's a bit late now. Old news.
Yes, it actually happened around sort of 1:30.
Because it's about 5 minutes past six, of course. But Toby Green has been suspended for 3 matches, Jim.
Yes.
3 weeks. What did you think?
Well, I thought they might give him 2. Because I thought if the Giants find a way to get to the grand final, then he would be able to play in that game. 3 means he's gone for the whole final series. But he had to be suspended, Bill, because you have to make a statement as a competition that no one anywhere can touch an umpire.
That's right.
And it's my young bloke umpires local footy, the kids, and all the way down to under 12s and even below, they need to understand that there is no circumstance that's appropriate to touch an umpire.
That's right. And you'd hate to see a kid walk through an umpire like Toby did.
Exactly
right, Jim. So I think so too. I thought maybe 3 or 4. So he'll take the 3. He got 3, actually. The AFL has today confirmed a start time for the Brisbane Lions Western Bulldogs game, Jim. Saturday night. Sucked in, Jim. 7:20.
What the hell? Well, I thought we'd have a nice 12-2 helping in the Saturday rub.
Yes, you did.
After calling the lights out Friday night, and I thought that'd be about it for Jimmy Boy.
And then you can go and have a red wine.
I can just have a nice rest of the weekend, Fat.
No.
What happened to that?
Well, the Dogs wanted it earlier, because if they win, they wanted to fly to Perth and get all set up. But 7:20 now at the Gabba.
Righto.
Yeah, there you go there. The Giants, what about that? They've got some injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Green, his season is over. Don't worry about Toby.
Broken arm. We saw that during the game. He went back on. Cradling. And I know, tough boy.
So both T Greens are out.
Yes.
Something in that. I'll just work on that. Isaac Cumming hurt his ankle.
Yes.
He's in doubt. Adam Kennedy has done a hammy. He's in doubt. Sam Reed has done it. Geez, they get some in.
They're
the most injured side.
No doubt. Of the good ones anyway. And as I say, poor old Leon. He must wonder what the hell sort of ladder he's walked under.
Exactly right. The Bulldogs, they've got some players that are up and about. Crozier, he's ready to come back from concussion, Jim. Ed Richards, he's ready to go. Yes. And Zane Cordy pulled out on the weekend.
Illness.
So he's ready too. So they're in a different boat, aren't they?
They're
nice. And the Cats, something going on with Paddy Dangerfield with his hand.
Bill, you'd never see him drop uncontested marks like he did on the weekend. I think he dropped two or maybe even three of them.
He did.
You just knew there was something not right.
Yes, Toby and Tom, they just haven't had the right rub of the green, Jim.
Jim, is that the work you've done?
Well, that's 7 seconds of thinking.
That's the best you can come up with.
Just haven't had the right rub of the green, Jim.
I'd go back to work on that.
Righto. So, Paddy, I think it might be a couple of fingers or something, Jim. Something might be that one. Jim?
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Also, Mark O'Connor, he hurt his hammy again, so he's out.
Oh, what the hell?
Zach Tui might come back.
Well, they need
him. We need Zachariah.
Badly.
Mm. And,
bit of penetration.
I think
bit of purchase.
Tom Stewart might come back, Jim.
I don't think he's coming back.
With Doug Wade.
Yeah. Brucey Nankervis.
Brucey Nankervis. What about
my man, Mark Boss?
He's a star. Still haven't seen him.
No. Well, Bill.
20 years ago.
We did see him in Hungary, and you didn't even go and say hello. He was there.
I said hello.
I said, that's Mark Boss.
I knew who it was.
And you didn't even go up and say hello to him.
I said, g'day, Bossy.
Oh.
He said, g'day, Anthony. He used to call me Anthony. I don't know why. No, he's a good bloke. Now, Optus Stadium officially will be announced very shortly, if it announced, Jim,
yes.
For the grand final.
Why are they holding off on announcing that?
I don't know.
It's the Victorian government don't want to let go of the MCG until the absolute last minute. Bill, it's going to be in Perth. Announce it. Let us all get on
with it. That's right. And it's going to be 5 p.m. their time, which is 7-ish our time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect prime time, Eastern Seaboard.
Also talking about a Brownlow medal function there, maybe on the Sunday night, not the Monday night.
I see.
And also a grand final parade over there.
Ooh.
That'd be nice in the streets of...
That's a bit.
Perth.
Perth. Mm, that's the city,
Jim.
Bill, yeah.
But I did see a little footnote on this, Jim, down the bottom, which is interesting. Prick my ears up.
Did it?
The MCG's contract to host the grand final was extended.
Well, it will be because they've now missed out on two.
So they've had a little chat.
Shouldn't have signed that in the first place. I said it at the time, Bill. I know that there were financial reasons for doing up the MCG, etc., government incentives, all of that. I reckon now that they've had that ripping experience in Brisbane.
Yes.
They're now going to have a ripping experience in Perth.
Imagine that stadium.
I reckon the commission at the early October will sit quietly and go, we shouldn't have done that. We should not have committed this game to Melbourne for 30 or 40, 50 years.
Yeah, of course.
We should have maybe every 4 years, Bill, we take it on the road.
Yeah.
They've missed a trick with that. No doubt
good
in
idea.
My mind.
Actually, I like that, Jim. Every 4 years.
Yep, every 4 years, well, take it on the road. But they're not because
they've can't.
Contractually committed to having it in Melbourne, and it's a national game. I think they've erred.
Righto, the Gary Ayres Medal, which is the best finals player. Very important. Mm-hmm. You'd love to win this one,
Jim.
Oh,
absolutely.
So Travis Boak got a 9 and Ollie Wines a 7.
Right.
Isaac Heaney got a 10, Jim.
Interesting. Had a very quiet first half.
You're right.
And then a very good second half.
Yeah, exactly. And our man, Harry Perryman, wasn't he good?
Very good.
Very good, the old man. He got 4 votes there. The Melbourne Lions game.
Yes.
Clayton Oliver got a 10.
Clarence.
So he won the Coaches Award.
Yep.
Now he's on top of this. You know, Lockie Neal got 4 votes in that game, Jim. He had
40 possessions.
The most in a final.
I know.
Most in a final ever. Yep. He got 4 votes. Western Bulldogs and Essendon. And Tom Liberatore. You did that game. What do you think?
Good. Very good.
Jack McRae.
Liberatore.
Or Liberatore. Doesn't matter where you're from.
Liberatore.
Anyway, Clayton Oliver and Isaac Heaney lead that, Jimmy boy.
Right
and out. Justin Langer. Well,
that'll probably be it for Isaac, by the way. It's as good as it's going to get for him.
He mightn't get another one. He might struggle.
I reckon.
Justin Langer has spoken for the first time, Jim, and he insisted he will become a better coach.
Yep.
After a series of frank heart-to-heart with a number of players, Jim.
Well, Bill, you've got to evolve in any role. You haven't, which I find interesting.
Well, I need a heart-to-heart.
I think you do.
With whom?
Well, I don't know. Probably.
Well, Shingles?
Pete Harvey's still on the board here. I think Pete needs to grab hold of you and just take you aside and go, listen, Bill.
Not Shingles.
Just got to get better. Fitzy's got enough issues at the minute to deal with without having to immerse himself in you.
Or Dan.
You got to evolve. And so what he's doing is he's saying, okay, when I came in, we had all the issues out of South Africa. I probably needed to be hard at it.
Yeah.
But now after, 3 or 4 years, he probably is saying to himself, right, now I need to be softer. Not only soften it, but also allow the assistants maybe to have a bit more control.
And listen.
Yep.
A lot of those coaches don't listen.
No.
It's all about what I've got to say, rah, 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 and you don't listen.
Righto.
Like you at home sometimes, Jim.
Like me here.
Paralympics, Jim. I've been watching them. And let me tell you, the Aussies are going all right. They were down, down, down. They've jumped up to seventh now, Jim, with 12 gold medals.
Gold!
So I reckon they've won three overnight since we spoke last time.
Very good.
18 silver.
You got the silver.
And 17 bronze.
Bronze.
But
why does that one make me laugh every time? No, I don't know where we got it from, but it just makes me chuckle.
I tell you what I do like, but I've taken an interest in my favourite new country, Jim. Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Yeah. 10 million people live there. The capital is Baku.
Mm-hmm.
It has a Grand Prix. You said that yesterday. Very
really good
one.
Yeah.
And the national dish is plov. P-L-O-V, plov, which is a rice and a saffron and a lamb. Very nice, Jim.
Yeah,
And that's all. So,
Azerbaijan, you just called it?
No, I didn't.
What did you call it?
Azerbaijan. Anyway, they're going okay. And I'm taking special interest in my friends. And so are all the Azerbaijanians. Anyway,
how
that's
did he
it.
Finish that one? Just with no confidence.
I dropped off a little.
Fell off.
I dropped off a little bit. I dropped off.
Well, get back on because we've got Jock Landale next.
TheSelfWealth.com.au. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's it? Steinfeld.
Seinfeld.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by bronze medalist Jock Landale.
In the last 2 months, our next guest has won an NBL title.
Melbourne United are the NBL 21 champions.
He's won an Olympic bronze medal, and he's earned an NBA contract with the San Antonio Spurs.
Not bad for a bloke Billy tried to christen Strap.
Who's Strap? Sounds like another one of those bloody nicknames.
It is. It's one of Bill's shockers.
Old Jock Strap.
Please welcome Jock Landale.
All the way from San Antonio. Jock, welcome to you.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, well, how good's this, Jim? I was just thinking on the way up, the boy from Canago, out of Deniliquin, and now over there, and he's a Spur. How good's that, Jock? You ever sat back and thought about that?
Nah, I have a really hard time taking it all in, but, you know, people often bring up that point, but, you know.
Oh, do they?
I'm just along for the ride.
Oh, no, it's nuts, because we spoke to you, of course, in the lead-up to the Olympics, and you dominated for Melbourne United, and I reckon we asked you at the time, what about the NBA? And you said, oh, yeah, bloody oath, I'd love to have a look at it. So that all happened very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I tried speaking into existence best I could whilst being really focused on the task at hand back there. And to finally kind of be out here is a dream come true. And to be part of such a great organisation such as the Spurs is even better. So I don't know. I've had one hell of a couple of months, and I'm just kind of living the dream at the minute.
So you were telling us off air that San Antonio is one of the great franchises in the NBA. Why is that?
I mean, just the culture that they built. They don't recruit idiots. They bring in great people from the top to bottom. It's just it's treated like a family. And then you know, there's no one who's too big for their boots. Everyone's on a level playing field, and I think that's really important in a league such as this, where, you know, egos are inflated time and time again. And I think the Spurs do a great job of keeping that in check and making sure that they recruit guys that won't let that get to their head. So that kind of creates a really good team environment. And then on top of that, from what I've experienced in the past 4 or 5 days, like 2 weeks, I should say, just the diligence of absolutely everything. Like, you come in, breakfast is there, you get into a day of working out that's structured individually. And you know, everyone you work with from club to club will talk about, oh, this is structured to your needs. But until you get out here, you don't actually realize how far that they can take that. So I think, I don't know if that obviously is first NBA contract I've ever signed, so I can only speak for the Spurs, but just in terms of that kind of stuff, like, it's second to none out here, and they treat it as the norm, and it's probably how it should be across the board, but it's I mean, it's sensational.
No dickhead policy.
I like which, we should have it on this show.
Exactly. You would be here, and Rabs, you'd be in trouble.
Both of you would be out of jobs if that was the case.
Oh, good one. That's no, true.
Rabbits and Bill. Now, I'd do the show on my own.
Tell me about the big sign-on. When you had to go to the Spurs office, did you? And you had to walk in there, and you had a cowboy hat on or something. But tell us about that, because that would have been nerve-wracking, I reckon. And they reckon you couldn't even sign your name.
That is correct. So I had been here for, I had been in San Antonio working out with everyone. I'd met everyone for about a week at that point. And like I had to go through all my physicals and then they kind of, you know, they let you get on court and work out a little bit. So I was already, like I'd settled in.
Yeah.
For some reason I was driving to this signing and I turned to India and I don't know what it was, but I was just like, I am petrified. I'm absolutely shitting myself. And I end up getting there and, you know, I've got the family on FaceTime and India's kind of videoing me whilst I'm sitting there with our GM, Brian Wright. You know, I just met a bunch of the big dogs at Spurs, like, you know, the CEO and all those guys. And, you know, I've this paper's in front of me. And that was kind of the first moment I really realized that I was about to be in the NBA. Like, till that point, I just didn't. I wasn't convinced because of everything that had happened in the past. I thought that there was going to be something that just came up that would just blow everything up. So I'm sitting there with this pen in my hand and like, I felt, I just almost felt like my hand went numb and I was just loose and throwing scribble across the page and I completely botched the signature up. So, you know, yeah, the signature won't look good, but it's there. It's in history, and I'm pretty happy with the story.
Yeah, Bill has the same experience here at Triple M every time because he got a pen in his hand. And he thinks, "How have I still got a job?
Yeah,
like, you know, how do they, anyone still want to sign me to do anything?
Just sign with a cross.
Yeah, I know how you do it. Hey, tell us about Greg Popovich, please.
Yes.
Of course, the U.S. coach, gold medal winning U.S. coach in the Olympics, and now your coach.
Yeah, I mean, his reputation kind of speaks for itself. He is as he appears. He's, but I think more so than that, he's a really caring fella. Like just, you know, having met him the two or three times I have now, not everyone's back in and not everyone's kind of really, you know, around the facility all the time, especially the coaches. They're all still on holiday given what they have to go through with summer leagues and Tokyo and all that kind of stuff. But the times that I've met him, he's just like, he's really down to earth and he, you know, he asks about your family, he asks how India's settling in. And he cares way more about, you know, the task at hand. And I think that that's something that a lot of people probably don't pick up on in the media, especially myself. I was probably a little bit like taken aback by that. But at the same time, like he loves to have a joke, like he'll give you a bit of shit. He'll give you a hard time. You know, the first day I was in the facility and he walked in, he was like, mate, this is your first day in here. You're 25 years old and you're already up on the table getting stretched out by all the physios. Like, what's going on? You should be fresh and ready to roll. So he loves to get stuck in and have a good time. And, yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to kind of pick his brain and get to learn from him as much as I can.
A lot of Aussies have played at the Spurs, haven't they? Andrew Gaze, of course. And then you've got Shane Hammerhill and also Paddy Mills, which is a shame he's left because it would have been nice. Did you get his car and his house? You were after that.
So I started by – I actually didn't ask him anything about the Spurs until after the signing.
Yep.
And then we kind of, you know, we signed. He didn't say anything. I agreed. He didn't say anything until at the very end of the tournament. And then we were coming back from – winning our bronze and he turns to me and I was like, mate, why the hell didn't you ask me anything about the Spurs? Like he was genuinely offended by it. So, you know, then we start chatting and you know, he was like, look, him and Alyssa are fantastic. Him and his wife, Alyssa, are amazing in how, what they do for everyone. And they really look after the boys when they need to, but they offered up the house. So I was like, look, you know, if it's okay with you guys, India and I will stay there. We'll probably look for something ourselves, but you know, please, if you can. Then Paddy was like, yeah, no worries. Oh, I've got my car out there as well. Like, you can have that. And then I was like, geez, right, this fella's really, you know, just helping me out a lot. I was very appreciative of it. But then I started getting a little greedy and I was like, mate, you want me to carry on the tradition of number 8? Like, I can wear it as the next Aussie. He was like, absolutely not. And then I was like, I took it a step further and like, look, if you can't take your dog out to Brooklyn, hang on to the dog as well. And then the next minute I get a call from Paddy when I touched down in San Antonio. I was like, hey, look, You can't have the house anymore. We're selling it.
Oh,
it
picked, so, no.
Kicked me out of the house before I even got there.
I love it. I love it.
Patty.
Hey, hang on for a shock, please. We want to talk Olympics with you next. Of course, bronze medal around the champ's neck.
It's the Rush Hour. JB and Billy on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. He, write that down to him.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. We are joined by Olympic bronze medalist and San Antonio Spur, Jock Landau.
I know, it's just been a nuts journey for our man. And it all started when he came in and talked to us.
That's it. Oh, I think Cryo Village, actually.
Oh, no.
Being part of Geelong Grammar and being out to Cryo Village would have learned a lot out there, Jim.
I'm
and
not sure about that.
Then he came in to see us.
Now, if anything like my sons, he would have learned bugger all. But he is now a Spur, of course, and also an Olympic bronze medalist, mate. Tell us what that feels like.
I mean, that was a crazy experience, but, you know, it was really hard to kind of put your head up for air and embrace it whilst you were going through it, because we were so focused and there was so much on the line, knowing that guys such as Joe and Patty and Bainesy and Deli had put so much into getting us to a point where we had people, you know, really competing to be a part of that squad. So we knew that we were at our best at that point. And, you know, when we finally got it done, I just say that, like, what I really noticed were, I mean, I was too busy just trying to sink some beers. Like, that's all I was thinking. Observing everyone else around, Chris, Deli, Joe, Patty, just the emotions that poured out of those guys that had really, you know, thrown 12 years of their lives and a lot of their, you know, their off-season time that could have been spent with their families, seeing all the emotion pour out of them, it was amazing. But, you know, a couple of us young boys, I've got to be honest, we were like, fellas, this is our first Olympics and we've come home with a bronze. This can't be that hard. So we were getting stuck into the old boys as well.
Okay, pull it out and show us it.
Give me one second.
Oh, no. He's up. Oh, up and off.
You reckon he'd have it on,
well,
Jim?
Probably wouldn't have it every second of the
around
day.
Around your neck.
Yeah, well, he's
what's
in, he
got
the
in the
room.
Background
well,
there, just some bananas.
What's he got Peter Siddle rooming with him? Jesus, look
coffee
at that.
Maker there. Have a look at him. Geez, where's he gone?
Well, here I'm back. Come back out, man.
I had to get it out of the safe. I'm not playing any games.
Oh, there it is. Have a look at that, Jimmy boy.
Rose gold.
Well done.
Rose gold it is.
Nah,
do you wear it around ever?
I did for a couple of days. I have a little fanny pack that I wear around these days. I don't know why, but Patty hooked the boys up with fanny packs, and I took it every off. Still smells like beer. I took it everywhere with me for a very long time when I first got to America, and I was just hoping that people would ask me or recognize us or whatever it might have been. So that was it. That was it. Actually, the first night that we got back to LA, Patty wanted to go out for a dinner with a couple lads, and I didn't bring my medal, and I didn't hear the end of it for the entire evening. So I learned my lesson, and now I try and carry it as around as much as I can.
Well, we did have your great mate Chris Golding on, and he's reeked a beer.
Oh,
we
did.
Could smell it from quarantine.
Through the Zoom.
Chris hasn't – I don't think he's stopped yet. I just seen a video of him out of quarantine, and he's still going.
Good on him.
That's the way. That's what we love. So you went from Japan to California with your beautiful partner, Indy, and you had a bit of a break there. What'd you get up to?
Honestly, mate, nothing. We really just – I took some time for the first time in a long time just to kick the feet up, sit by the pool, stayed in a nice place down in Santa Monica, and just, you know, we relaxed, ate good food, drank good beer, just tried to live it up as much as we could before, you know, coming out here and getting stuck into things.
And what's it like in California? Yeah. Are you able to live normally and, you know, no masks and get around? It's
normal as anything. I mean, no masks, no nothing. That some shops will, you know, ask, they'll recommend that you wear a mask, but, you know, we were wearing masks everywhere we go, and sometimes we cop looks like we're insane. But, you know, these people, America is back to normal pretty much. I'd say that it's changed a little bit in terms of it just looks a little bit more run down. There are probably a few more homeless people around and whatnot, but it really is just it's pretty much business as usual out here.
season starts, what, 19th of October? So it's not far away, Jockstrap.
Yep. Yep. No, we're almost into it. We've got open gym starting up in a week, which is like 4 days on the court where we just get to get up and down against each other. And then I think we start camp on the 1st of October, our preseason camp, and then we're kind of into some preseason games on the 7th where I come up against Joey in Utah first, I believe. So, it's pretty much the ball is rolling already.
Orlando Magic at the AT&T Centre, Fat,
yes,
for the first game, 20th of October. Who are the big stars for the people who aren't right into NBA, who you're going to be playing with this year at San Antonio?
We're a very young team, so we're extremely young. We signed someone who's 33 years old, and then before that, I think it's 27 or 28.
Wow!
But there's a lot of young guns on our team. Keldon Johnson's he's a beast. Lonnie Walker's had some good, really good flashes, and I think that he's going to have a great year.
Oh, is that who's that, Bill?
DeJounte Murray.
DeJounte Murray's he's probably the top dog. It's a young team, but I like our young core, and I think it'll be fun to play with.
Oh yeah, and so what sort of a joint is San Antonio? You've got around it enough? Is it? Who would you? I think I saw somewhere it's about 1.4 million. So that's about Adelaide size. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, it's really spread out. And surprisingly, we flew in here and India was kind of poking me on the shoulder and telling me to look out the window. And I was just like, where the hell's the desert and the cactuses and
yeah.
All the cowboys riding around? It's nothing like that. It's green pastures, heaps of trees. I was shocked. So it's not what you'd expect. But I would just say that the people here are just so welcoming. The hospitality that we've experienced thus far has been sensational. And we've been set up in a really nice spot in kind of the CBD area. So the city itself is pretty good. The Mexican food is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the coffee's good as well. So we've pretty much got the full shebang.
Tim Duncan and Tony Parker, they're good players for the Spurs, Jim.
Have a listen to him, Jock. He's seriously.
I know. He's just a man. He's a wealth of knowledge over there, isn't he?
He's got no idea. He's
Danny
Googling
Green.
As we speak. Hey, mate, everyone here is so proud of what you've done with the bronze, but also signing with a great franchise over there and playing the game at the highest possible level. Good luck. Don't become a stranger. We still want to be able to chat to you across the journey.
Yeah, because you're going to play for the Spurs. You don't forget your roots.
Absolutely not.
No.
Don't worry about that. You guys are what got me to the NBA.
No doubt.
That's what we're waiting for. That'll be in the highlights clip. Don't worry about that, Jim. And
in
make sure you put that medal back in your fanny pack.
No, in the safe. The fanny pack is just when I'm out and about.
Why is it called fanny pack?
I wouldn't go into the detail of it.
That's strange.
Well done, Jock. You're a star. Thanks very much for joining us, mate.
Cheers, fellas. Thanks.
It's the Rush Hour. JB and Billy, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour on the Listener app and on your radio tomorrow, Hump Day Quiz, and it's the 1st of September.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, interesting, because I've got an email here from Bryce.
Bryce, where from?
South Morang.
And don't tell me, I'll tell you how it starts. Jim, you are the king of kings.
No, different one this one.
Oh,
from Bryce. Jim, I listen every afternoon because I love mainly you. And Rabs. What the hell Bins is on about, I have no clue. And neither does he.
No.
What did he call that Eastern European country earlier on? Go Saints, Bryce.
Saints.
So let's have a listen.
Anyway, they're going okay. And I'm taking special interest in my friends. And so are all the Azerbaijanians. Janians. Janians, Jim. Azerbaijanians.
What was the end of that?
I just tampered off.
Tampered
off, Jim.
Can you give us another listen to it, please, Bartholomew?
Anyway, they're going okay. And I'm taking special interest in my friends. And so are all the Azerbaijanians. Janians. They've done very well, by the way. I'm very proud of my new adopted country.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Part of Russia,
they
were.
Nice of you to be able to say their name, that'd be.
I'm going to go there when we can.
Yeah.
I'm going to fly out to Azerbaijan. And
you know what? I reckon since he started this, yeah. he's had close to 15 goes at saying it and hasn't got it right once. No.
Come on.
No, I'm working on it.
You work on it.
Oh, I got a joke. And I got a joke that you can ask me about because it's a funny one.
Oh, no. Right.
What, the new thing? End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Did you say dishes?
Dishes.
No, you asked me what rhymes with orange, right?
Right.
Ready? When we're on air.
Okay.
Right. Here we are. Joke?
Yeah, just did that. Yeah. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
What rhymes with orange?
No, it doesn't.
That can't be a joke.
Oh, Bill.
That can't be it.
No. That was a starter.
No, Bill.
But a good one.
No, we can edit that out.
No.
That's the good bit about this.
Yeah, what doesn't rhyme with orange? Bit. Jim.
Oh, my God.
You're still going with it.
You're still trying to make sense of that one.
I love me dogs at the minute. I'm all over the dogs, mate. Small, big, whatever you want. What have I got? I can't remember. I bought a dog off a blacksmith, Jim. Did you know that?
No.
Well, a couple of years ago, I bought a dog off a blacksmith.
Wouldn't be a lot of years ago if you bought it off a blacksmith.
Yeah, actually, it was a long time. It was in a past
life. In the 50s.
You're true. That's true. Oh. A long time ago, yeah. Jim, I bought a dog off a blacksmith.
Yes.
And the moment I got him home, he made a bolt for the door.
Oh, no. that's just one
I thought the first
real
was
bad one, yeah. And then I'll just double down on it.
Jim, two shit ones equals a not a bad one.
Oh. It's been the story of Bill's life. That's what Ezzy thought too.
Anyway, Sargol.
Sargol hasn't even started.
It's goodbye in Azerbaijan.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.